Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to today's program. And the theme today will be the Age of Aquarius. And actually, we'll probably spend as much time talking about the previous age, the age of Pisces, because that helps give a perspective on our past and as well as our future. I'm going to start with a quote from Benjamin Cram, and this is from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. The outstanding quality of the energy of Aquarius is synthesis. Hence, the result of its action will be a blending and fusing of the present divided and separative humanity into a whole. A new sense of oneness with all creation will replace the present sense of separation. In the social and political sphere, this will demonstrate as brotherhood, justice, and sharing. The present fear and confusion will give way to a new freedom and sense of meaning and purpose in life. It will be an age in which humanity, for the first time as a whole, realizes and manifests its inherent divinity. And so now on to an article by Benjamin Cram's master, and it is aptly named From Pisces to Aquarius. Within the present era, there are many things which must be preserved, for we must not forget that the age of Pisces, now fast fading into history, has bequeathed to us much of value and worth. Of course, the great quality of individuality can be cited as the glory of Pisces, but there are other gifts owed to the Piscean experience of the last 2,000 years. A new and more potent idealism has enriched the hearts and minds of millions, thus causing the birth and spread of the world's great religions with their essentially nourishing and civilizing thought. The urge to know, to travel, and to trade flourished as never before, and a new world literally appeared to men's astonished eyes. Inevitably, early trade became greedy exploitation and annexation. Thus, as always, the empires grew and waxed rich and strong. Often, the conquering heroes felt, wrongly but sometimes rightly, that they had a civilizing and enlightening mission, that the savages needed saving, and the gold and spices were not the real reason for their presence far from home. This was indeed so in many cases. The urge to know and to apply that knowledge is evident in the work of Leonardo da Vinci, whose scientific explorations have led to the advance of modern medicine and even to modern aircraft and space exploration. All of this and more results from the Piscean experience. If individuality was Pisces' greatest gift, today, as we enter the new age of Aquarius, the misuse of that same individuality has become man's greatest danger and threat. Throughout the world, powerful individuals, governments, and institutions hold millions in thrall. In these circumstances, men have become pawns, held at ransom to the vagaries of the market. Institutions of all kinds, governments, banks, and corporations have reduced the shining individuality of their workers to passive obedience. Elsewhere, others starve and die in silence or slave for a daily pittance, while the rich add riches to their unholy hoard. This divisive norm is driving men to the edge of destruction and presents them with a historic choice: to continue thus and end forever man's sojourn on planet Earth, or to change direction completely. Already, the signs are there that men have seen the danger and throughout the world are awakening to a new dawn. The shining light of Aquarius is entering their hearts, and the cries of justice and freedom rise readily to their lips. The same justice through sharing will bring men out of their darkness and lift them onwards to their destined goal. Thus shall it be. And you probably don't know much about the background of what we call the Age of Pisces and the Age of Aquarius. So here, from the introduction of the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1, is an explanation from Benjamin Krem. We are moving into a period of climax, leading to events which will fundamentally alter life as we know it. Tremendous changes are taking place in all areas of life, preparatory to the establishment of entirely new modes of social living and relationship based on cooperation and sharing. Many are aware that a new spiritual age is dawning, hence the growth of so-called New Age groups throughout the world. While many of these groups look backward and resurrect old forms of worship and belief, they have in common an awareness that we are now standing at the beginning of a new era, a new cosmic cycle. This is not a New Age fantasy, nor simply an astrological prognostication, but a scientific astronomical fact, the result of the precession of the equinoxes, or, in layman's terms, of the movement of our solar system round the heavens in relation to the 12 constellations of the zodiac. Our sun is making a journey in relation to these 12 constellations, which takes almost 26,000 years to complete. Approximately every 2,150 years, the sun comes into alignment with each of these constellations in turn. And while we are in that alignment, we say we are in the age of that particular constellation and are the recipient of potent cosmic energies streaming from it. The energies of each age are different and inspire us to create quite different civilizations. For the last 2,150 years, we have been in the age of Pisces. The energies of Pisces are characterized by the qualities of individuality and idealism, devotion to an ideal, and have led to the creation of forms and institutions which express these qualities. This represents a great step forward for humanity, but most often the ideal we have been devoted to has been our own at the expense of every other. Piscean energies, as we have handled them, have separated the world. The result is a world divided probably as never before. East and West, North and South, rich and poor nations, the communist and the capitalist worlds, each group following its own ideal, fanatically convinced that theirs is the only possible way for humanity. This fanaticism is the direct result of the growth of devotion and individuality created by the energies of Pisces. As the sun moves away from the sphere of influence of Pisces, the energies of Pisces are being withdrawn. More and more, as we enter the field of influence of the new constellation Aquarius, we become influenced by its energies. And these are the energies of synthesis. Just as the energies of Pisces have divided the world, so the energies of Aquarius will bring us into a blended, fused unity, a synthesis with all members of humanity, nature, and the lower kingdoms. We are witnessing the beginning of this process. And here's another quote from Mr. Krem, and this is from his book, The Great Approach. Most people know that we are entering a new era, a new cosmic cycle, the Age of Aquarius. It is the result of the movement of our solar system around the heavens in relation to the constellations of the zodiac. When our sun is in alignment with one of the constellations, we say we are in the age of that constellation. And I'm just skipping a bit here because it's repeating what I just quoted from the previous book. We have been in the Age of Pisces, which was inaugurated by Jesus in Palestine 2,000 years ago. All the close disciples of Jesus knew the true purpose of his mission was to inaugurate the Age of Pisces, set in motion the ideas and energies which, as humanity responded to them, would create the civilization which is now coming to an end. We are living at the end of the civilization of Pisces, at the very difficult transitional period between Pisces and Aquarius. The early Christian iconography has the fish as its symbol. This dominates the entire gospel story. It was common knowledge among the early Christians that the Age of Pisces was being inaugurated, and they were in at the start, so to speak. The symbol of the fish is, of course, the age-old symbol for Pisces. The Age of Pisces has come to an end and the new age has begun. The energies of Pisces began to recede in 1625 and the energies of Aquarius began to come in and affect our planet in 1675. For the last 300 plus years, we have been in the Age of Aquarius, responding each day a little more to these incoming energies, which have a very different effect on humanity from those of Pisces. As we have responded to them, the energies of Pisces have created the world we see with all its divisions, the world which is now fast fading as these energies recede, as the sun moves away from the sphere of influence of Pisces, and as the institutions, therefore, fall apart. They have become crystallized, bereft of energy, and so are crumbling away before our very eyes. This is very painful for many people because it leaves them insecure. All that they have held dear throughout their lives is slipping away. They feel that the world is turned upside down, that they have no real place in it, that the political and economic certainties on which they have relied from infancy no longer have meaning. The institutions are barely discernible as those in which they could believe for so long. These people make up the conservative and reactionary forces in the world. They hold on to the old, resisting change with all their might, not because they are evil, but because they love the past. The younger members of society are inevitably responding more to the new Aquarian energies, which daily are mounting in potency. The energy of Pisces and the energy of Aquarius are now roughly equal, and that is our problem. If one or the other dominated, life would be simpler. Because of their equality of tension, they present humanity with major decisions. Do we hold on to the old, selfish, individualistic ways of the past with all the self-seeking and greed that represents? Or do we look for new ways to live and relate that will better express the quality of the incoming energy of Aquarius, which is synthesis. This is easier for younger people and much more difficult for those who are older and who, if they are in a favourable position in social life, like what life has given them so far and are fearful of losing it, so they resist change. The world is divided, therefore, into two groups. The conservative, reactionary groups, holding on, fighting a last-ditch stand against change, and the newer, younger, progressive groups, responding more to the quality and energy of Aquarius. That confrontation can be seen in political, economic, religious, and social spheres in every country of the world. And now moving on to yet another book. This is the book about transmission meditation. In the coming age of Aquarius, we shall manifest the quality of love just as powerfully and clearly and correctly as today we demonstrate the energy which we call knowledge. Our science and technology are the direct result of our ability today to manifest the energy of knowledge. 2,000 years ago, we could not do so. The Christ came in Palestine to show us love, to show us that the nature of divinity is love. And he demonstrated perfect love in a human being for the first time. In 2,000 years, we still have not manifested that quality which he released into the world. Of course, many men and women have individually realized within themselves the quality of love and have become disciples, initiates, and in some cases, masters of wisdom. Through the demonstration of the love of God, they have reached the relative perfection which the masters know, a perfection that one day will be our own destiny to manifest. The promise of this coming age of Aquarius is that, for the first time in recorded human history, humanity will become one and will demonstrate the love of which unity is the expression. It will reflect on the physical plane the inner oneness of man, the fact that as souls, we are one. There is no such thing as a separate soul. We are individualized parts of one great oversoul, which is perfect and which is a reflection of what we call God, of that reality in which we live and move and have our being, the logos of the planet. And here are now a couple of quotes from Benjamin Creme. This first is in the form of question and answer. And the question was, why is it so important to be incarnated at this time? This is a unique time in the history of the Earth. A new cosmic cycle, the age of Aquarius, is just beginning. Consequently, enormous changes in every area of life will take place over the next 2,350 years or so. Above all, a great change in human consciousness will gradually unfold, greater by far in depth and range than at any previous point in history. This will be the result of the extraordinary stimulus given to our evolution by the energies of Aquarius, and by the externalization of the work of our spiritual hierarchy for the first time in 98,000 years. The Christ, Maitreya, and a large group of his disciples will be physically present for the whole of the age, aiding humanity to evolve in peace, freedom, and justice. An extraordinary opportunity is thus provided to everyone to serve the world, helping to create the new structures in whatever department of life calls you. That is all we have time for. Thank you very much for listening and wishing you all a lovely week.
Step M is a